Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. On the broadcast today, Sean Whaley, political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Trevor Hayes and Trey Abney. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome Sean Whaley to the program. He's the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, based here in Carson City. So probably one of the biggest stories that maybe a lot of people outside the political world are not familiar with, and you wrote the story, was about Switch and some major casinos wanting to leave NV Energy. Now, they basically want to build their own power plants. Is this the deal?
Actually, what they would do was would contract with wholesalers, power wholesalers. So they wouldn't build them themselves, but what's happened is that the wholesale market on electricity right now is really cheap because of shale oil and all these other solar developments. So I guess the companies looked at the bottom line and said, we can do better on our own. There's a law that was passed by the legislature in 2001 that lets us do this. Let's take a look at it. Let's file an application with the PUC. We can supply our own energy at lower rates, and then they leave the utility.
Well, now, it's interesting because, you know, Lance Gilman was on the program from the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, one of our proud sponsors, complaining that Arizona was at 4.5 cents, I believe it is, and Nevada is at 9 cents. And so, you know, obviously a more significant cost, and he was concerned about losing business going to Arizona. This, you know, kind of changes the whole thing. Now, if they're buying on the wholesale market, obviously they will be able to get a much lower price. But it will be interesting because that's really an involved process, right? I mean, it's not something that's simple. Look at what happened with Enron and how, you know, NV Energy itself got nailed during that whole thing.
Yeah, it's probably complicated, but these huge casinos have lots of people who can take a look at these kinds of business decisions and decide what's best for them. And if they can get it cheaper through a supplier on the wholesale market and leave the utility, then they don't have to be concerned with the rates set by the utility for all the different rooftop solar and the subsidies and all these types of things that go along with the utility, and they no longer have to be concerned about that.
And it's interesting because there is a huge debate going on right now between power companies across the nation and these solar energy companies, where the solar gets sold back to the power company, and they don't have to have the backup power and the backup power plants, et cetera, that are needed, because the sun isn't always shining, the wind isn't always blowing, and so you have to have backup energy. The power companies are saying, and as I say, across the country, that they have to build the power plants, they have to build the transmission lines, and therefore there has to be that cost baked into the deal. So if this were to go through with four huge energy users and potentially even more, wouldn't the cost to the consumer, the average member of the public who's paying for the electricity in their house, wouldn't their rates have to go up potentially substantially to cover the cost that is now being borne by these major businesses?
Yeah, that's the big concern of the Bureau of Consumer Protection. When the big companies leave, they no longer help subsidize all those little things that happen for maybe low-income utility customers and so on. So as they leave the market, the utility then has just fewer customers out there and huge customers to rely on. Only the big customers can actually use this law to leave the network. So it could potentially have some serious consequences on the average ratepayer.
Okay, so where is this bill now and where is it going?
Well, the bill actually passed in 2001, and then it was a good idea because everybody was growing, the economy was booming, and the utility had to buy wholesale power at a very high rate. So to them, it was an advantage in 2001 to have somebody leave the market, because then they didn't have to buy as much power, and the people who left, mining companies and so on, could provide their own. So, well, now things have changed. Now power's cheap. We don't need people to leave the utility, but they're relying on a 2001 law that was designed to address a problem then that doesn't exist now to take advantage of the situation as they should be able to, I suppose.
Okay, so what's the situation? So does anybody need to give permission for this to happen? Does the PUC need to get involved? Does the governor's office need to get involved? Who has to be part of this?
The PUC is the one that will make the decision on allowing these companies to exit. Switch right now is in the process of having hearings on their application. The law allows them to leave. The issue is how much money they may have to pony up to exit the market, because there's an exit fee that's required. And so now the debate is over how much should this company have to pay to cover costs incurred while they were a customer when they leave. So that's the issue. It's the PUC that makes the decision, and they have to make a decision in the public interest, but the law does allow them to leave.
Okay, any idea on a timeline of when this permission could be granted or not?
Well, Switch has a hearing just later this month. The three large gaming companies, the Venetian, Wynn, and MGM, have sent letters of intent that they want to do this, but they haven't filed an application. It's a bureaucracy, the PUC. It's a process, a regulatory process. It'll take several months. So I don't know the timeline on any of them, but probably within a year or less that they might be able to make a decision.
And when the law first passed, wasn't it mining companies that took advantage of that?
There were some mining companies that took advantage when they passed the law in 2001. And again, the utility liked it because they had customers leave that they didn't have to buy expensive energy for. But again, things have changed. So the unintended consequences of a 2001 law are now being felt here in Nevada.
Okay, this is kind of earthquake time here. Let's take a break. More with Sean Whaley when we come back.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. We'll get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sean Whaley. He's the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And you mentioned something here in the break, which I just want to pick up on, which is that there is a cap on renewable energy in Nevada, correct?
Yeah, for rooftop solar, they call it net metering, where you put in the panels and you sell the excess back to the utility. We have a 3% cap in Nevada right now. The solar panel industry is concerned because we're going to hit that cap pretty soon, maybe next year sometime, and they want the legislature to increase that cap to some level so they can continue to operate in Nevada. If they don't increase the cap, all those rooftop solar companies are going to be in trouble. So I believe the governor's office and some lawmakers are working on a bill that would hopefully address those concerns, because the utility is not overly interested in expanding rooftop solar.
Let's talk about a story that your colleague Sandy Cherub wrote about tax incentive bills for Nevada aviation and data centers is moving from the Senate to the Assembly. And, you know, there appears to be a need for some changes to be made to combat what's going on in Texas and what's going on in Arizona. How do you think these are going to fare?
I think they'll do okay, because the tax incentives that were handed out to Tesla in that special session last year sort of paved the way for other entities that were interested and were kind of left out of the equation when that deal was struck. Switch obviously was interested in getting some benefits at that time and wasn't able to engineer anything in that special session. So I think there was a realization that there has to be an accommodation made for other firms to get some benefits for expanding and doing what they want to do here in Nevada.
It's a pretty high bar, though, to get these incentives.
It is. You have to be a pretty large, substantial company. We're talking in billion-dollars types of companies. We're not talking small firms, although there are other types of programs for other smaller firms through the Office of Economic Development.
Do you think those are also going to end up applying to companies like Genting that are building, you know, a $4 billion project that will eventually be about $7 billion on the Las Vegas Strip?
I don't know whether or not it would extend to that kind of a project or not. I'm just not that familiar with the legislation.
Okay, so the big news last week was that Catherine Cortez Masto is going to run for Harry Reid's seat. Harry Reid immediately endorsed her and told people to send money. The Democratic Senatorial Committee endorsed her enthusiastically. But the last time this happened was when Harry Reid endorsed Ruben Kiwan for Congressional District 1. And Dina Titus at the time said, you know what, I can get my own money. I'm going to run for this. And she ended up, of course, winning it. It was interesting, right after the Senator Reid said he was going to retire, not her regular office, but her, you know, political campaign sent out a press release saying that she was, you know, people were encouraging her to run. What do you think? What are you hearing?
Well, I think there was a poll that showed that the Titus had better numbers than Masto.
It was a dramatically larger number.
So I'm not sure if the Harry Reid endorsement is going to be all that much value to a candidate. Obviously, he's a Democrat, and the Democratic Party is going to pick who runs in the primary, who wins in the primary. So certainly Democrats are going to be interested in what Harry Reid has to say. But you're right. Dina Titus, when she ran for that seat in Congress, basically sort of told Senator Reid that she was going to go her own way, and there aren't too many Democrats in Nevada who tell that to Senator Reid. So The fact that she did that once and was successful, I don't know if she'll consider a run. Obviously, her numbers are good. Whether or not Masto can overcome that, I don't know. But Titus is a member of Congress, and Masto right now is in the higher education system.
No, she's quit.
Oh, she has now officially resigned. So, but the point is she hasn't been in a high-profile position now for a while, so her name recognition may not be as strong. But she's a great candidate.
It's going to be very interesting to see. And, you know, Dina Titus would certainly stir things up here, to say the least. Senator Debbie Smith came back to the legislature. Yeah. Amazing, really, to see her come back in and the welcome she received.
Yeah, it was, and we're all glad to have her back. She's a very skilled lawmaker. She's always adds value to any discussion in any of the committees she's in. She has excellent bills that pass with bipartisan support because they're good bills and good ideas. So it'll be interesting to see how much of a role she can play in the session now that we're halfway through. But everyone's super glad to have her back because she's a great person and she'll be a wonderful part of the process. So everybody's really just happy that she has done so well and could be back for this session.
To say the least, absolutely. Yeah. So let's talk about the biggest issue that's on the table. Ben Kieckhoefer was quoted in the Reno Gazette Journal this morning as saying, you know, the tax plan is the most important thing. I'm not worried about other issues right now. Where are we with this? And are we going to see a compromise of a couple of different plans to come out of this? Or is the governor going to just say it's my way or the highway?
I don't know what's going to come out of it. We do have the governor's business license fee plan, which gaming supports because it's more broad-based. We have the Assembly Republican alternative plan, which is based more on a modified business tax that other industries like more, like retail and so on. Gaming doesn't like it as much because it hits them more, doesn't broaden the base as much. If there's a way to work out some compromise between those two, I could see that happening. Early on, Sandoval indicated that he was mostly interested in the net result, which is funding his budget, as opposed to the vehicle to do it. But he's sort of gotten locked into his position now on this. He's pretty strongly supportive of it. Even now, there doesn't seem to be any sort of negotiation to step back from that at this point.
Just one last quick thing. Pat Hickey has been sending out a daily email, and one of the things he's been saying is that people need to work together in the Assembly Republican Caucus, but also he's concerned that the reforms that they got were too much, that there was no compromise with the other side, and therefore these are going to come back to bite them in the future if the Democrats come back into power.
Well, that's a big potential. Obviously, with 2016 election, it's going to depend, like it does in every election, turnout, whether or not it'll be a presidential election. Hopefully, turnout will be big in Nevada, but who's going to be more motivated? Will it be Republicans or Democrats? We'll have legalized marijuana on the ballot. We'll have
that's not going to help.
Background checks on the ballot. So there'll be issues that'll drive people to the polls. So I don't know who's going to be in power in 2016, but I do believe that if the Democrats were somehow able to take control of the legislature, there would be some attempt to roll back on some of these programs. The real question is right now, is passing these various bills that Democrats don't like, poisoning the current situation with the taxes needed to support the governor's budget, and whether or not that will have some play in how this turns out.
And that's where we have to leave it. Sean Whaley, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir, for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
The University of Nevada School of Medicine has been making Nevada healthier for more than 45 years. Our groundbreaking research is making an impact locally, nationally, and worldwide. And we're making a difference with doctors providing medical care near you. As Nevada's statewide public medical school, we offer an educational value amongst the highest in the country. We are partnering with leading Nevada hospitals and healthcare institutions to combine teaching and learning with outstanding clinical care. Join us in improving Nevada's health and yours.
If you've been in a crash, you need a lawyer you can trust. Someone who knows the law and who can fight for the best possible settlement.
Go Lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Wake up and come play. Make something new. Play Dress Up with us. And get moving, too. Watch all your friends enjoy the fun right here on NBC Kids.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel here today. Trevor Hayes with Hayes Law, and happy birthday to you, sir. Pleasure to have you. Trey Abney with Reno Sparks Chamber. And I wanted to go back to what I was talking to Sean about, because I think this is a really big deal in so many ways, which is these major casinos and Switch wanted to leave NV Energy. This could end up with the public really carrying a lot of the bag in terms of the cost of the infrastructure for the power company, because, as I said earlier, even though, you know, you want solar and you want wind energy and all these things if you're into renewables, but the sun doesn't always shine, the wind doesn't always blow, so you have to have backup power. That costs a lot of money to build the transmission lines, the power plants, et cetera. And that's what ends up costing, because it comes back to the general public. Your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, I think a couple of things that need to be looked at are, one, Sean talked earlier about how in 2001 there was a shortage of energy in Nevada and they had to go out on the wholesale market, and that was following Enron and all that. Since that time, NV Energy has spent billions of dollars building power plants. And most of those are on loans that are built into, they're going to pay back over time through the power rates that are paid. We lose four or more if people jump on the bandwagon, large users of electricity, then who's going to be paying the bill for those power plants that we built? That's you and me in our homes. The other thing that you brought up just now is the renewable energy. I'm not sure that if the Switch or any of the casinos leave, are they subject to the renewable portfolio standard, which we in Nevada have said a certain percentage, I believe it's up to 25% now, of energy has to come from renewable sources. I think they're exempt from that.
Trey?
I mean, I was ignorant. I didn't know that you could just up and vote to leave and get out of NV Energy in the first place. So I learned something new. And Trevor and Sean, everything that's been said, they're absolutely right. And that's one of the balancing acts when we're talking about renewable portfolio, renewable energy. We have to remember that is much more expensive per kilowatt hour. Geothermal's getting close to traditional sources of energy. But wind and solar are much more expensive, and so that's great. And there are good reasons to go that route, but that makes us more expensive and more uncompetitive, if you will, with places like Arizona.
And this is not just going to be personal. This is going to be businesses would have to pay as well. So how does that affect people you're trying to attract?
Well, that's the key. You talk to a lot of, NV Energy will argue, and they've got numbers to show otherwise, but I have had some complaints of people saying energy cost is higher in Nevada than other, and we don't have hydro. That's a big piece of it. Even Arizona has some hydropower that we don't or aren't able to take advantage of, and so it's an issue for economic development for sure.
Trevor, you were working on issues with the Press Association. What came out of that?
Well, the one we were talking about earlier is there had been a move to move public notices to the internet websites of broadcasters, and I understand, you know, one of the reasons we put public notices are put in the paper for anything from someone wants to terminate the parental rights of one parent, or they're going to change the park across the street from you into an industrial plant. It's a host of things that we run public notices for. And the reason we put them in newspapers is it was the best technology available at the time to reach the most people. And people talk about the internet now having greater reach. However, it's still not there yet. You know, the bill that was proposed by the broadcasters would have said, any website of anyone with an FCC license in the state of Nevada could post a public notice. Well, let's imagine you live in Reno and you're in a custody fight with a spouse. They want to terminate parental rights from you, and they run the public notice for it on a radio station website in Ely. How are you going to find it? Now it says it has to be a newspaper of general circulation in the county where it happens. So even if you aren't perusing the public notices, someone you know might be like, hey, Sam, I saw your name in the paper. What the heck's going on?
Okay, but I'm going to take the opposite side here. And as a broadcaster myself, as somebody who has affiliations for newspapers, you know, even the newspapers themselves have far greater readership online than they do with the paper product. And so the cost savings would be dramatic.
Well, and I don't think most people don't have an issue with the one-off notices that take up half a page. It's those 40 pounds of property tax rolls. You know, there's a bill that already moved through the Senate to take that out. Right now, counties spend thousands and thousands of dollars to print all that, put it in every newspaper. I mean, you've gotten that when it hits your driveway. You can hear it. It probably wakes you up. And it's just everybody's, you know, everybody's property tax piece. When that could easily be found online, or if somebody doesn't have online, then go to the library and find it.
We've actually proposed a solution for that this session. What we would propose to, in the past, what happened is there were shenanigans with assessors playing deals with their buddies. I mean, we're talking 100 years ago. So you used to have to mail them to every house. The best technology was the newspaper to send it out. What we're proposing now is we've had 100 years of public notices being sent out. Instead of just having it abruptly cut off where people are used to going out to their driveway and getting it, put a public notice in the paper 4 times a year, and the assessors are the experts on knowing when it should be. Should it be right at the end of the year, at deadlines? Put a public notice in telling people how their taxes are assessed, how they can appeal if they disagree, other pertinent information. Put those notices in the paper 4 times a year. The cost would drop in Clark County alone from $641,000 to $48,000.
Okay, I'm going to hold you there because we're out of time. But I think this battle will come up again 2 years from now. And I think the Internet may be growing faster than you might think.
It's probably here to stay.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Marshall Realty, featured home of the week. Our market is on fire right now, and home values are up dramatically. So if you want top dollar and massive exposure, call me today so we can have your home featured right here on TV.
The jewelry department at Capital City Loans isn't just a couple of cases. It's awesome.
We even offer layaway, 90 days, same as cash.
And at Capital City Loans, we take it all.
A blip?
Including large items that other stores can't take in.
We pay top dollar for your loans.
Or we'll pay you top dollar to buy your items.
Autos, quads, game systems, musical instruments, firearms, and more.
And we have flexible interest payments.
There's only one.
Capital City Loans!
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
If you have severe kidney disease and suffer from the pain of gout, local doctors need your help testing an investigational medication. You will receive all study-related procedures at no cost if you qualify and may be compensated for your time and travel. If you have severe kidney disease and have had a gout flare in the past year, call 775-964-8950 or visit mygoutstudy.com to see if you qualify for this research study.
Getting your home exposed on TV is creating so much activity that buyers and sellers have more options than ever before. Call me today if you want to have your home featured right here as our home of the week.
On our next broadcast from Carson City, Attorney General Adam Laxalt. We'll see you then.